Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
With the shotgun, play action fake. Sanchez going end zone, going for Cooper. It is caught for a Philly touchdown. Second score of the game for Riley Cooper, and the Eagles have cut the Redskins' lead with 10:27 to play.
Yes, we're going to go with Mark Sanchez. We had a workout today. They'll look pretty good. But based on his past experiences with Coach O'Connell and Kavanaugh, won some playoff games, got a lot of experience. I think this time of the year, you need somebody who's taking some meaningful snaps with a lot of experience, and Mark's done that.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is not your normal day after podcast, and that's because nothing moves the needle like quarterback discussion, and we got a new one in Ashburn. Welcome to the Mark Sanchez era, Redskins fans. As always, we're brought to you by the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should ride with them. All right. We're back at the picnic table.
By the way, JP, sure. I just heard three cars crash when you said the Mark Sanchez era.
Yeah. Well, there you
right
have
in the butt.
It. Right. Yeah. John Keim is here.
Hello.
Mitch is here.
Hello.
We're at the picnic table, which is refreshing on a nice fall day.
It's a beautiful 50-degree fall day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good football weather. All right. Sanchez, I think it's important before we get down any path that kind of ultimately is going to lead to making fun of Mark Sanchez. Any team that gets to their third quarterback is screwed.
Correct.
That's just the reality of the situation. Very few teams are able to make it to their second quarterback. And there are examples, I mean, as recently as last year with Nick Foles, but I don't know. What's your reaction to the Sanchez?
I think it's exactly right. And if they had kept Kevin Hogan around, for example, in the practice squad, he's going to be a guy who's going to be elevated. Are you going to feel better with Kevin Hogan in that role? Nothing against him, but he doesn't have any sort of experience.
Right.
So what you have to look for is a couple things. I did have actually someone predicted it might be T.J. Yates only because he doesn't turn the ball over as much and he does have some playoff experience. Sanchez has played 6 playoff games. I think that matters.
Been to 2 AFC title games,
correct.
Right?
He won his first four.
Familiarity with Kavanaugh, Callahan, Kevin O'Connell absolutely matters.
Big time.
So they know who he is and what he's about. They know what he can do. And, you know, the turnovers were a major issue. I mean, I think he had like a combined 52 in 2011 and 12. That's a ton. Exactly. So that
hasn't played since what? 16?
Right. So, you know,
sat out all last year on the Bears roster.
And on what's today? November, whatever it is.
19th.
You're not picking from Brady, Rogers, Breeze, and Rivers.
Right. That's the other thing that gets lost in this is people are like, you know, we tweet out the names of the guys that are in the building, and it's like, oh, those guys suck. It's like, dude, it's Thanksgiving.
Anyone that's good is on a roster, just like we just dealt with last week or 2 weeks ago with the offensive linemen. Like, you're not going to get a stud player in week 10 or 11 of the NFL season.
There aren't enough good players, period, let alone enough good players by the time you get to Thanksgiving.
And especially a quarterback.
Right.
I mean, there aren't enough good quarterbacks to start all 32 teams.
Right.
Now, they were fortunate last year, for example, they could pick up a Capri Bibbs or a Byron Marshall off a practice
squad. Those are positions of depth at running back.
Correct.
Right.
But with quarterback, it's just very difficult to find good ones as starters, let alone as emergency number three guys.
And guys that have to pick up an entire offense in a week, or at least portions of the offense, so then worst comes to worst, if they get called on, they have a package of plays that they can go to.
Well, and I just realized I didn't tease at all what else is going to be in this podcast. I got to talk to Jay Gruden for a few minutes. We talked mostly about the matchup Thursday in Dallas because, frankly, the Sanchez stuff is going to be a big story today, right now. But by tomorrow, man, this is all about a first-place team going to Dallas and trying to stay in first place.
Listen, if they're lucky, this is the last time he's a story.
Exactly. That's what the organization has to be hoping, right. And the fan base.
Right. And so, but yeah, I mean, this is still a big week for them because you have a chance to take a 2-game lead over Dallas and having swept them.
Right.
That's huge.
Right.
Which, so 3-game lead. You know,
correct.
Almost.
This is almost as big a game as the Giants won at the end of the season a couple years ago, just because the implications. That,
absolutely.
Now you can recover from a loss because they do have the one win, but to take a commanding lead at this point would be massive for a team that's as banged up as they are.
And the Eagles look like they're struggling. I mean, just a huge, huge game Thursday, and the short week is brutal. The only thing that I think might be trending the right way is the Skins might be getting a little bit healthy. Before we dig into that, thank the good folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Specifically, go buy a Toyota at Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Go out to Chantilly, buy a Toyota. All right, we're going to have Gruden, we have AP, and we have Trey Quinn. It's a lot for you guys to digest. I don't want to talk too much, but we didn't get to really do this last night. And Kim, I want your stance on two things. One, should we tell Mitch about the white thing in his beard or just leave it there?
I'm just going to leave it there for right now. Maybe get a little picture and tweet it.
Okay. The big man got it. I don't know what the hell that was.
You know what it was? It came from the microphone that was in your bag. There was all these white...
Dude, the error is on you, my friend. You don't get to blame me for you having something in your beard.
I'm blaming your gross bag for whatever is happening to these microphones.
Personal responsibility. Two, Colt is now the starter, and there's 6 games left. There are legitimate questions about Colt's durability. You know, he is a player that in 2014, everything that happened with Kirk could have gone different if Colt didn't get hurt in the neck. You know, and Colt had that job and lost it because of injury. How much different today do you see their chances of making the playoffs? And to me, it's making the playoffs means winning the division. Now that Colt is at starter instead of Alex, and I'll start. I don't know that we do this as a percentage or a scale of 1 to 10. I'm just going to try to use words. I think...
Use your words, JP.
Use your words.
It doesn't seem that different to me. I think the offense is going to move the ball a little bit better. I think there is a higher probability for some turnovers as well. But I reported, we've all talked about, they have faith in Colt McCoy in this building.
It's legitimate.
And I think he can play.
Well, they signed Colt to a pretty legitimate backup quarterback deal last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly they have faith in him, and now they're going to get an opportunity. Jay Gruden talked today in your one-on-one about how, you know, he hates that this is how it happened, but he was excited because he thinks that Colt deserves a chance to be a starter in this NFL.
And I agree with that, and I think there are a lot of guys in that locker room who have known Colt a while who absolutely – I got texts from players today saying they're happy for Colt, guys who have played here because they know what he has put into it, what it means to him, and they're happy to – you know, they don't like the way it happened. Nobody does, not even Colt. But they're happy that Colt will get that chance because I think that's – it's not just because they like the guy. It's because they respect his approach to this point. So I think that's –
dude, you should push out your story from last year on his day-to-day grind as the backup.
It's amazing.
And because the grind part of that didn't change Kirk to Alex.
It did not. And that's why I've always respected him because – and I wrote that story 2 years ago, and I actually did tweet it. I actually did tweet it earlier today.
So he already did that.
So yeah, he's a step ahead of me.
Yeah.
I already did that.
Shocking.
But Johnny Quicks.
with a Z.
But,
yeah.
But what that whole thing showed is what I wanted to show with that story is just what this guy puts into his job just on the off chance he might play and how hard it is to day to day, week to week, year to year to do it like that when you don't know when you're going to play, if you're going to play. And no, so I think that's what, you know, that's why guys respect him and the way he's been in the room. And I think the other thing, going back to what you're saying about their playoff chances, the only reason I'd be a little bit more concerned now is not because of Colt, it's because Colt is no longer the backup.
Right.
So the safety net is gone. So now you need this guy to...
You're walking on a tightrope.
Right. Yeah, that's my line. That would be my one concern, because you see the timing he has with guys. You see him throwing in some rhythm. You see the energy when he runs. But man, does he cut it
slide,
close.
Dude.
He cuts it. He's a
We already saw him take so many big hits in, what, a half a quarter or a quarter of football?
Right. I mean, it's
last week.
And going back to that story, the one thing that jumped out at me, too, from that story is he works with Tom House, who's the noted pitching guru, worked on his shoulder. He had told me 2 years ago, it's like that shoulder was just now finally getting healed from that national championship
That's
game.
That's crazy,
so,
man.
But a lot of it is because of stretching.
And that was what, 09 or something?
Yeah, that was from all the stretching exercise.
Sure.
That he got it back to full strength. And so I think he feels better because he feels like his arm, and he's better equipped to handle starting now as opposed to earlier in his career.
And I was talking with a couple guys in the locker room today, and Monday's open locker room is not a packed house. It's usually pretty empty. But there are a couple guys I know and trust and have a relationship with. Nobody wants it to go down this way, but they are excited about Colt. He has a natural charisma. There is something there. And I don't know if I've ever told this story on the pod, because I kind of kept the story private, but what the hell. A couple years ago, presidential election, the Trump-Hillary election was what, 2016? It feels like a long time ago. But
it does.
We were doing a TV bit where we were walking around the locker room asking guys, hey, who are you going to – if you had to vote for somebody in the locker room for president, who would you vote for? Kirk was the quarterback at the time. Kind of the natural inclination is to vote for whoever the quarterback is. Everybody said Colt, and Colt was the backup. And that's just kind of the charisma. There is some intangible thing about Colt McCoy that's hard to describe,
right,
that these dudes are ready to buy into.
Well, we heard him stand up in the locker room after the game and kind of address the team. You talk about that charisma. Most backup quarterbacks are play the game, let's move on and start preparing. He wanted not just to prepare for Dallas, but to make sure that the guys were on board with him. And talking to the guys in the locker room, kind of like you were saying, the big thing they were talking about was how he shreds them on defense sometimes in practice.
Sure.
And they're excited about the fact that, like, they're going to get to see that with the number one offense. And especially, you know, with the receiving issues the Redskins have had over the past, Colt has a lot of time with Mo Harris.
Yeah.
He has a lot of time with Josh Doctson. He has a lot of time with these guys who were the secondary receivers the past few seasons, are now stepping into those main roles. So he has a good rapport with them.
And it's funny you bring up the practice, because I talked to Jordan Reed about that after the game yesterday, and he goes, he has been making some unbelievable throws every day in practice, you know, and he talked about the arm talent he has. Now, Jordan said he had a cannon for an arm. I don't know that he has a cannon for an arm, but what he does have is really good anticipation. So I like watching him. You throw on, he had the pass to Doctson yesterday where I think it's Kareem Jackson is like right there. But because the ball comes out on time in rhythm, even though the ball's inside, he still wasn't enough time for the defensive back to get there. That's the familiarity with the trust that he has with the offense and with the receivers that he still knows. So,
and I'll add, whatever the arm strength is, most of these guys that get to this level can throw the ball,
correct,
right? I mean, there's always varying degrees of howitzer to Gatling gun, whatever you want to call it. But Colt is fearless and... Cojones?
A gunslinger?
I don't know the right... He's
not quite Rex Grossman.
No.
No,
he's
but that's a good thing.
He's not wild. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
Fitzpatrick is wild to the point where it's detrimental. Colt will look to make plays downfield, though, and I'm kind of
chances.
Excited to see it, man.
So he'll give his guys chances. We saw Doctson get two 50-50 balls that we haven't seen him get in
two
seasons.
Should have had a PI on one of them.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
They were both incomplete, but you see him get those opportunities, and Josh is real good at getting the ball when it's in the air and getting those opportunities. I think we're going to see a couple big plays out of him.
You know, and here's the other thing.
We might see big plays for the other team, too. You got to keep that in mind.
It goes both ways.
Yes.
It does. But the other thing that goes along with that is you have some guys who provide a real energy out there now. Having Trey Quinn in that lineup, and what you watched him yesterday, so you bring those two guys. I'm not going to turn this into the greatest show on turf just yet.
Right.
I just think there's an energy that comes with some guys like that.
Doc said, I was on the radio with Doc Walker, and he said moxie describing Trey. And I think we can talk about his.
I think Colt has that too.
They're kind of similar guys. And Jay sounded a little optimistic about, I don't know what the hell that just was. Are you scratching yourself?
Johnny clicks, baby.
I'll explain.
Yeah, I'm very curious now. I think I might know it. Anyway, Jay sounded pretty optimistic about Quentin Dunbar, which I wasn't expecting. And I'm not putting too much stock into that yet. But Chris Thompson, talking to him in the locker room today, was the most optimistic he's sounded in a while. Yeah. If you get Trent back and you get Thompson back, and remember, it's not just Dallas this week, but it's Philly two Mondays from now. Yeah. Maybe there's reasons for optimism, Mitch.
I think there is. Certainly hearing Jay talk about Trent being really close to playing
Sunday.
Right. We saw him come out on Friday. You know, you didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But if Trent can come back, then, I mean, that changes. I think that changes a lot of the offensive line.
Well, I think Thompson absolutely changes things when he comes back.
Chris sure.
Well, they get, if you get, mm-hmm. Quinn, well, you get Quinn as a true slot receiver, and you get Thompson. You get two of your quicker guys back on the field. Chris Thompson's explosive.
Yeah.
They get a guy who can win a quick one-on-one battle, and they don't have that. That's a big issue for them. So I think that's a major plus. Now, the hard part with Thompson, like Dallas has such fast linebackers, it can negate sometimes a lot of what he does well on the screens and all that, but you still want a guy like that out there because he's really good, and they have missed him. So there is that. Yes, they're banged up, but unlike last year, they have some key guys who can come back for the stretch run. The key is six more games, how healthy can they stay? Because they're at a thin line.
Including
right now.
A quarterback.
Including, I was going to say, Colts might be the most important one.
Let's conclude here, and we're not concluding. We got a Jay Gruden interview, an Adrian Peterson interview, and a Trey Quinn interview all coming up after this. Let's say, for talking's sake, the Redskins lose to the Texans, similar fashion, similar game, but Alex isn't hurt. And we would establish their playoff odds of winning the division at 40%. Does that sound? This is with Alex.
With Alex, I think it was still 50%.
Yeah, I'm in that range. I mean,
let's call it 45%, just for talking sake. Because the bigger point I'm trying to make is, what is that percentage with Colt? Because I don't think it changes
much. Let me ask
you,
the question would be, if you say Colt's going to be healthy for the next 6 weeks, what are their playoff
chances? That's a different question.
That's the whole thing with him. It's not whether or not, you know, he can – you look at the teams on the schedule, he can beat.
They can go 3-3, dude.
That's what they have to do. If they go 3-3 and they beat Dallas, that's like going 4-2.
Yeah. Right.
Without, you know, so I think they do that? And I think they can with him, but he's got to stay healthy.
And that hasn't always happened. That hasn't usually happened.
And you can never predict injuries. It's just that he plays – I always kind of felt he was a little bit of a mix between Kirk and Robert, where he's got some of Robert's – you know, I'm just going to do whatever and get that extra yard, but he can also make some throws.
And anticipate
and all that. So, you know.
He doesn't have to wait for a guy to get open. Colt will throw the ball
and it
to space.
And it doesn't necessarily change that. They still want Peterson to be running the ball.
Yeah.
They need the defense to play better. And I think
the defense has to start stopping the run again.
I think they're going to face teams that are a little bit more – well, Dallas has been better with Cooper in the lineup. But if they can get if they have teams that are less multidimensional than the last three teams they played, they're just better off on defense. It may match up for them still.
It's not even that the last three teams were multidimensional. The last three teams could hurt you in the air.
Had elite receivers.
And you saw the defense adjust to that. And I would say none of the last three games, maybe Atlanta, they got torched through the air.
Atlanta, they got torched. The other ones gave up a ton of yards, but were kind of allowing everything in front.
Because they wanted the corner, or they played Stroman 10, 12 yards off.
But coming to Dallas, they're not going to have to, it's not that they don't have to worry about the receivers. They don't have to put all their attention on the receivers, and they're going to get more help up front stopping the run, especially because Zeke is really the guy that runs that offense.
And the key then will be making sure Dak doesn't hurt you on the move.
Indeed. All right, we got to go. Did you guys say what the difference is, 45%? Does it?
I don't. I think it's the same. Percentage. Give or take.
I'm in that same range. I still think they can win.
I agree.
This thing. Stay healthy.
I still think they're favorites to win the division. I don't know what Vegas says now, but I still think they're the favorites.
They're still up a game, and until you know what I mean. Like, I think it'd be pretty crazy to establish somebody else as the favorite while they're still up a game.
They're up a game with a game in hand.
Right.
Dallas.
Lose Thursday, it might look different.
If they lose Thursday, it's different because Dallas does have a more favorable road, and they're healthy. That's when you start to say, well, what can separate these two teams? That would be the separator.
Big, big game Thursday in Jerry World. It's going to be fun. We are going to Pecan Lodge, Wednesday afternoonish?
Absolutely.
Are you in on that?
I don't know yet. I'm hoping.
Dep- depends on your flight or
are
what.
You feeling okay?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm fine. I want to go. I have
John
I
doesn't
have,
pass up barbecue.
No, no, no.
Ever.
I have some brothers-in-law down there. I don't know what I'm doing yet.
I gotcha.
But
right.
then. You don't want to know everything.
I don't.
I'm going to try and go.
And then Mitch and I will be at the rally. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
Not sure where it is, but we'll track it down. And all right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back Wednesday. We'll be back all damn week. But we had to. We came here to talk about Sanchez, and I think we just talked about Colt. But it was a good conversation. Enough about us. Thanks to good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Here comes Jay Gruden.
Jay, I know you're looking ahead. Really tough injury for Alex. What do you say to the fellas to get ready for Dallas?
Well, I think we have Colt McCoy as our starter now, and we're going to rally around Colt without a doubt. We have a lot of football to play. We're still in first place in NFC East, and we're going to go out and compete without a doubt. And I know the guys are excited to see Colt play. We're all sick about Alex, no doubt about it. But I know that moving forward with Colt as our quarterback, I know the players are excited and are going to rally around him.
What does Colt do differently than Alex on the field?
You know, they're not a whole lot, really. They're both very highly competitive guys. They both can move around in a pocket. They're both accurate. I think Colt has a very accurate arm, great anticipation. They're very similar skill set-wise. You know, Alex has just played more. He's been more productive in his career because of the opportunities that he had. You know, if Colt had the same amount of opportunities, we don't know where he'd be right now. But I know that given an opportunity like Colt has right now, I think he's going to succeed and flourish.
You know, obviously this isn't the situation you'd ever like to see it happen, but you've been a believer in Colt McCoy for a long time. Are you excited for him to have this opportunity?
I am. It's bittersweet. You know, I never want anything like this to happen, especially to a guy like Alex, and I felt like Alex was coming along at a pretty good rate, and we were getting better and better together. But to give Colt this opportunity, yes, I've always wanted to see Colt get an opportunity to start in the NFL. I think he deserves it. I think he's a heck of a quarterback.
Defensively, early in the season, you guys were shutting down the opposition's run game really well. Last few games, maybe the scheme has looked different, but teams are able to run the ball. Clearly, Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys, that's their focus. What do you do to slow them down on Thanksgiving?
Well, we have to be gap sound, without a doubt. We have to tackle well, pursuit of the football. And I think we had success against Dallas the first time we played them doing that. You know, I think there's been some looks that we've given up some hits the last couple of weeks. I'm sure Dallas is going to steal some of those. So we got to make sure we shore up our end of the bargain and make sure we play well and are sound on what we're doing with our gap integrity. So as always, when you play a great back, you got to have great gap integrity. You got to be able to tackle well, and you got to pursue the football because he can run through tackles.
How tough are these short weeks?
They're tough. You know, I think everybody has to go through them once a year, and it is what it is. We just don't get the practice. You do walkthroughs, and you try to come up with a plan that guys can go out and compete with. But at the end of the day, it's going to be exciting. It's Thanksgiving. It's at Dallas. It's our rivalry. So I think guys can't wait for this one.
Last one. You're going to Dallas, national TV. Colt McCoy is going to be your quarterback. Last time you served up that cocktail, it went pretty. Do you remind the guys of that? Do you go back and watch that film?
No, we won't watch that film. No, no. I just think that we have to move on and study the Dallas Cowboys of last week and the games that we played them the last year or two. But and get ready for a very talented football team on both sides of the ball.
Eyes very firmly on the NFC East still.
What's that?
Like for you, you're still in first place. There's still boatload of football left.
Excited. You know, I think after 10 games, when I look at the makeup of our football team, the mental toughness, the physical toughness, I like where we're at. We lost a few heartbreaking games, a couple games that could have gone either way. But at the end of the day, I think I got guys that can compete. I got guys that want to win, and I have a talented football team. And that's all I can ask for this time of year.
You going to get to eat any turkey?
Probably not. Probably not. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe Friday?
Maybe Friday I'll have a turkey.
And what time should I schedule our sit down Friday afternoon?
Probably not.
Thank you, Jay.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Houston stuck in the box. He gives it to Peterson. He breaks it to the left. Five, touchdown! Adrian Peterson takes it to the house. And with the PAT, the Redskins would take the lead.
And this place goes ballistic, man.
Here with the legend, Adrian Peterson, and obviously a wild game on the field. But let's start with what you were able to accomplish today, passing Redskins icon John Riggins in all-time touchdowns. You're now one behind Jim Brown as far as running backs go. What do those numbers mean to you?
You know, after a loss, it really don't, really doesn't mean, you know, too much, you know. But you know, when I sit back and I look at the record book, you know, it's a great accomplishment. You know, and couldn't have did it without those guys up front making it happen for me, you know, giving me the space I need to get into the end zone, you know. So to pass a legend, a Redskin legend here at home, I think it was fitting.
Let's talk about the loss then, and it starts with losing Alex Smith. Report is he's broken the tibia and the fibula. Can't imagine he's back this year. How does the team respond without Alex out there?
You know, adversity hits, you know, and you know, guys got to step up and continue to grind through, you know, through the process. And, you know, Colt, he knows this offense in and out. You know, I watch him in practice, and he's out there playing like it's a game. You know, every time he snaps that ball, you know, and you've seen that when he came in. You know, was able to get us to the end zone really quick, and, you know, we were able to be balanced and, you know, continue to be productive as an offense. So we just got to, you know, try to put this behind us. We have on a short week. We have to come back and, you know, get back on this winning streak.
In the losses this season, you guys have mostly been blown out. Today, you got down 10-0 early, but you were able to fight back, and it came down to a last-second field goal attempt. What does that say about this team?
It tells you the fight that we have. You know, defense did a great job of presenting opportunities for us offensively. You know, they just made more big plays than us, you know, and that's the unfortunate thing. But we had the opportunity there at the end, and we just came up a little short, you know. So, you know, I know guys will look at this and, you know, though it hurts, we lost Alex, and we lost a close game. You know we let this one slip away.
Massive game coming up Thursday in Dallas on Thanksgiving, national TV, all the hype, all the sizzle, that's going to be there in Jerry World. What do you say in the locker room? As a leader, as a veteran, guys, we're still in first place. How do you keep this thing going?
Hey, we're still in first place, on to the next. We know how important this game is. It's a division game. We know the rivalry, you know. We got to go in there and come out with a W by any means necessary. It's that simple.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
Alex Smith in the shotgun. Four-man rush. Alex steps up, fires, caught by Quinn at the 20, gets a first down on the crossing route. Inside the 18 and out at the 60.
Trey Quinn just running a low crossing route, gets in behind the backer and underneath the secondary coverage. And I love it. It's wild. You cannot defend that.
We've talked at length about what a wild loss this was for the Redskins, but there was some good news. Trey Quinn returned to the field first time since week one, made an impact right away, had a number of catches that elongated drives. You had a diving catch early on there. How did it feel to be back on the field?
Yeah, it's awesome to be back. I love the sport, and I do it for a reason. It's tough to go out there and, you know, lose the first one back, but it's a quick turnaround, and Jay got me pumped in there because he made that known in the locker room that, hey, we play Thursday, and you better get ready for it. And I'm happy to be out here again, though. So happy to be around the team. And it was a fun day. Just rather get a win than a loss.
What was the reaction in the locker room when Gruden said, hey, no time to relax?
I think everybody's head picked up because I was like, oh, you're right. You know, we were playing a couple of days, and it got me excited. It kind of just flipped the switch. Like, this game's over. This game's behind us. And it's exciting to be able to go out there. It's like a baseball turnaround, just play the next day almost. But we're ready to go, and we're going to get back after tomorrow.
For you as a rookie, a guy that, you know, throughout training camp, you're trying to get on the field to catch passes from Alex Smith to go out there with the ones. To see him go down and then see Colt come in, what was your reaction?
It hurt. Said a couple prayers for him because, you know, that's our guy. He's done such a phenomenal job stepping in here for the first year and having, you know, a bond with everybody on the offense. But Colton's got uh, Colton, Colton Colt's got a something special about him too. We worked together a little bit in the offseason. I went up to Austin, hung out with him, got some balls from him, and he's a player. He's here for a reason. He got paid for a reason too. So we're looking forward to continuing what we have going with him.
For a lot of you guys going to Dallas, you played there in college, Colt, there's a lot of Texas connections. And what is it going to be like for you going into Jerry World as an NFL player?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. The guys in there are saying how fun it is to play there. So I've been to games there, watched it all, and it's almost a homecoming for me. I want to have a lot of people from back home. It's a short drive for everybody. And then, of course, SMU guys there, hopefully. And I'm excited to do it, and we'll see what happens.
As a pro football player, how tough is it to turn the page from a really tough loss to looking to Dallas in 3 days? I mean, three days in a couple hours.
I think it's part of being a professional and being able to have that switch. And, if you got it, you got it. And a lot of those guys in the locker room have it. And I think to play in this league, you got to have that switch that, learn from what just happened 30 minutes ago and then be able to, transition to the next game as quick as possible. We'll be ready to go tomorrow. And there was a game tomorrow. I think we go out there and dominate.
Were you the emergency quarterback today? After Alex went down and Colt was playing, there's no other quarterback on the roster.
I think if it came to that, I'd have to go in there and make some plays for sure.
You think you were ready?
Yeah, I was ready.
Good to know. I'm guessing you won't be in the same role Thursday. They'll probably sign somebody.
We'll see what happens. It's beyond my paycheck.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Trey.